Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's three scoops a day with Alan, Mike, and Mary.
And appropriately enough, our scoop today is about ice cream. We have on the phone with us Jason Black, who is from the Community Renewal Team. They and Christmas Wish Connecticut have paired up with local communities to bring ice cream and popcorn and census, the important part, census and voter registration out to our community. And today's another free ice cream day. Good morning, Jason Black.
Good morning. Thank you guys so much for having me with you this morning. I appreciate the time.
It is my pleasure. You know, we're going to be at the Wish Elementary School, 350 Barber Street in Hartford today. And with you singing along, the listeners didn't get to hear it, but you were on hold singing along to Sheryl Crow and Soak Up the Sun. And now that we've officially turned the calendar page to August, I think instead of Christmas in July, maybe we'll play some summer tunes as people get their ice cream today from the ice cream truck.
Oh, perfect. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it's free ice cream today that both, again, CRT and Christmas Wish Connecticut will be providing to folks who come on down. It's kids of all ages are eligible. So even the grown-ups, you can get some free ice cream too. And while you're there, if you have not yet done your 2020 U.S. Census, you will be able to complete it on the spot. We will have with us official census enumerators.
Awesome.
Mike, did you know that's what they're called?
I think I did, but only because of the first couple of events that we did together.
Right.
I didn't know it before that.
That's a real, you have to call them that apparently, or they get upset.
Okay.
But they will be there with us today to help you fill out the census if you haven't done it before. It's quick. It's easy. It'll take less than 5 minutes. Make sure you're counted. It is so important right now that everyone gets counted. I don't know if you've seen some of the local news about this, but it was reported over the weekend. At this point, there are still lots of people out there who have yet to complete their census, and time is running out for that.
Yeah, the numbers are low.
The numbers are lower than they should be at this point, and we've only got till the end of October. But, you know, again, we're going to be in Hartford. We'll be, as you said, we'll be at the Wish School, 350 Barber Street from 1 to 3 p.m. Lieutenant Governor Bisewitz is going to be joining us for this event. We're very excited to
have
her.
We're doing great
out
here, Buck.
That's awesome.
She's been a great, wonderful supporter of the 2020 census and how important that is for everyone in Connecticut to get counted as best as possible. And, you know, again, beautiful summer day. Let's have some free ice cream, some tunes, and do that census.
And Mrs. Stacy and I will be popping fresh movie-style popcorn, too. So,
oh, my gosh.
Free popcorn, too. And it's got a big two-hour window today. So head over to the Wish Elementary School, 350 Barber Street in Hartford. Put that in your GPS. Free ice cream, free popcorn. Fabulous local personalities, including Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewitz. We'll probably have some friends from our sister station here at Entercom from Hot 93.7.
Oh, good.
Myself,
hint.
Jason Black, a cast of thousands, elves running about. The place is going to be so much fun.
Oh, one more thing, Mike. You know, we expect also the Hartford Public Library, their bookmobile is probably going to be with us as well.
Oh, that's outstanding. You know, it's important to make sure that the kids are reading this summer.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's very exciting for everyone. And then if you can't make today's event, just a real quick plug, Friday we will be in Middletown at their farmers market from noon to two, doing the whole thing all over again. Free ice cream, census, get it done. Please, please, please come on out and help get the census completed. Because as we like to say at CRT, everyone counts.
And Jason Black is our guest from Community Renewal Team, and this is one thing that we're doing together. But I wanted to say thank you, Jason, because one of my neighbors had the CRT truck, Meals on Wheels, pull in her driveway.
Beautiful.
And that is an important program, too, helping to feed our seniors. What a great thing you guys do.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to hear that she's able to benefit from that program. And, yeah, in fact, I mean, if there's anyone you know out there who might need that help, It's worth inquiring about it. It is for medically homebound seniors, but CRT, every single weekday, we've got trucks out on the road. They're delivering more than 1,000 meals a day throughout central Connecticut, Hartford County, Middlesex County, parts of Tolland County as well. If you want information about that, you can visit CRT's website, or you can give us a quick call at 860-560-5600. Ask for Meals on Wheels. They'll put you in touch with the right person, and you can get all the information you need.
And I know it was like 6 or 8 months ago you had some trouble because your vehicle, your Meals on Wheels vehicle went down. So who helped you? Who got you the new vehicle?
Yeah, one of our trucks did go down. I mean, happily, we have a fleet of trucks, but losing even one truck is a big mess. And here's the thing, Mike. I mean, this was back at the end of March, right? Just when things were getting crazy with COVID world here in the Northeast, and it was a terrible time to lose a truck, right? Happily, the driver was not hurt, but the truck was totaled. We put out a request to people in the community, you know, everyone, friends, neighbors, local businesses, church groups. People stepped up, and it was really incredible. People gave what they could, and we were able to raise enough money to purchase a new truck. That truck is on order right now. It's on back order right now, but we expect to have it, I hope, within the next month or so. I'll certainly be happy to keep you posted about that. But yeah, it makes things a little more challenging because some of our guys and gals who are driving the trucks, they've got to double up right now to make up for that lost vehicle.
Well, Jason Black, we appreciate you being out there in the community. You always are, whether it's Meals for Seniors, emergency food, or today helping people fill out their census.
Exactly. Come join us today in Hartford, 350 Barber Street, the Wish School, from 1 to 3 p.m. We will be there with free ice cream, popcorn from Christmas Wish Connecticut, and census. Get it done. Everyone counts.
Thanks, Jason. We'll see you over there later today.
Beautiful. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for the time.